Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shara Bitachon, so essential in these most difficult times. I think a person needs to begin, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, with an understanding that, on the one hand, we talked about Bitachon from a personal perspective. Yesterday we talked about Bitachon when a person has other people who are depending upon him and he on them. Today, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that we have to think about Bitachon when there is a person up on top of us, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whom we report, or conversely, when we are the one where the other person is reporting to. In both of these instances, the potential for the difficulty with Bitachon is tremendous. The bottom line is that when there's somebody in between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes it's harder for us to see our situation, and it's harder for us to understand that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the process, that it's He who takes care of the need. Or conversely, when somebody else depends on us and they're so dependent that they literally look up to us as God. You know the famous joke that they tell about the girl who was about to go out with a boy. So the boy comes to the house, and the boy meets the parents. And so the father is sitting there, and he says, "So tell me, how do you propose to take care of my daughter?" So the fellow says, God will help. David should self. And so then the father says, "Yes, but, you know, what happens if you marry my daughter? Who's going to take care of the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren? You know, who's going to make sure that their needs are taken care of?" And what about health insurance, the father asks. So he says, "The Eibishter Shalaf and the Eibishter Tzalafin." So after the boy leaves with the girl on the date, the father's wife, the mother, comes in and says, "Gee, I guess you didn't really like him very much. You were very tough on him." And the father turns to the mother and says to the mother, "Are you kidding? He thinks I'm God." Well, that happens to us. Sometimes we see when there is an intervening variable, if we are the boy or the girl or the young people in the situation, we know we work for somebody above us. Or if we're people who work at work and we know that there are superiors who pay us, it's very hard sometimes to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who pays us within the process, but that doesn't remove the Chovos HaLev. Similarly, when we are the one who is on top, when we are the father in the storyline, sometimes we lose ourselves in the process, and at that moment in time, we also have to recognize the Chovos HaLevavos, the responsibility not to think of ourselves as God, not to say Kochi Votz Miyadi Asali Yisachayel Azeh. No, we have to find a middle ground. I am often reminded of a particular incident that took place when I was once visiting somebody in the hospital. And unfortunately, while I was there, somebody else had lost a relative and was having a very, very tough time and was turning around and was distraught and said to me, "You're a rabbi?" I said, I guess that it was kind of obvious. I said, "Yes, I am." And he says to me, "I want you to know, you should go into a different line of work because there is no God. There is no God." He said, and I said, "Gee, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't get the memo. Let's talk." And the fellow turns around and explains to me, "After what I've been through, and God didn't answer me, it's very evident that there is no God." And so, as I was listening to him talk, every couple of minutes he would stop, and a doctor would walk by, and he'd say, "Doctor, I just wanted to thank you for giving your best for my relative." And then they turned to the nurses, etc. And anyone who walked by, he stopped to thank. Just not God. And when we were done, I just asked him, I said, "I find it fascinating. You are so committed that you have recognition for all the people in between. But, it was fascinating to me that the individual could not recognize that there was a God in the process." It is a tough thing for a person to be in a tight spot. And in those instances, he thanks the doctors for their efforts, but forgot to thank God for his as well. This is a great challenge of a Chovos HaLev. And the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says to us that we need to see the situation as similar to agriculture. The doctors in the hospital, they're the same thing as the land. We have a responsibility to realize we have a job to work the land. We have a job to till the land, to weed, to put in our best efforts, and even to hire the experts who are supposed to be there to provide us with the best advice to get the best crop. But above everything else, ain't nothing gonna grow if a person doesn't have God there to flip the switch. So as far as hoda'ah, the most sincerest recognition, it's up to God. And ultimately, it's to Him that we need to offer our recognition and our thanks. It's up to Him that we need to recognize that He is the Melech Malchei Melachim. He calls the shots. It doesn't mean that we are exempted from Hakaras HaTov. But what are we being Hakaras HaTov? What are we recognizing the thanks for in the Hakaras HaTov situation? So Matisyo jumps forward and says, we need Hakaras HaTov because each one of those individuals could have made choices not to go into their field. If I hire an expert to go ahead and handle my shopping, I hire an expert to go ahead and handle my medical issues, my legal issues, my my advice, my religious counseling, my therapy, whatever the case is. Any one of those people could have chosen not to be helpful. Any one of those people could have chosen not to do anything, but they didn't. They chose to go ahead and do the right thing. They chose to be the vehicle to bring a certain amount of tov to me. And for that, I have to be makir. I have to recognize it. On the other hand, hodah is only to Hashem. The total thanksgiving process, that requires me to understand that I am totally in the hands of Hashem. And when Hashem makes a decision, that's the way it is. I remember having the honor and privilege over the last number of years in the late 90s and primarily in the early 2000s of being able to know and sit near Professor Elie Wiesel, whose yahrzeit I believe is around now. And Elie, on more than one occasion, pointed out to me that there was a period in his life where he struggled. He struggled with his faith. But he said he needed to be a person of bitachon. And why is that? Because if not, he wouldn't know whom to be angry with. Life would be empty. And so, again, here's this towering pillar of a man who lived life in a very, very, very interesting way. But he understood in the end of the way, he bowed his head to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of bitachon. As you go out and thank each and every person, and we should, who chooses to be of source and assistance to us, today, make it your business to recognize each time and also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your thanks to Hashem is your recognition that everything is in His hands. If we do that, we will develop a deeper bitachon, and it will lead to many, many great days. Have a great and wonderful day.